You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Well, good evening. We thank you for listening to our broadcast. I would like to take a moment and invite you to our Christ in the Marketplace conference, and that's going to be this October, the month of October, on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. Our theme for this year is God's end time plan for the marketplace. I really believe that God wants us to possess the top of the mountains, or the top of the mountain of business, so we can influence society, culture through the marketplace. You know, a mountain is an elevated place, and you can look at it as a platform, and a lot of ungodly businesses and corporations at the top of this mountain are using this platform to push ungodly wickedness upon our society, and they're going after our children. Their goal is to change the culture of this society from godliness to ungodliness. We might not have the platforms yet to compete with a lot of these ungodly corporations, but we do have the money that feed these ungodly corporations. You know, I did about 4 years in the military, and they had this old saying that if you hit them in the pocket where it hurts. And so we see now that conservatives and Christian people are starting to take their money and to take it elsewhere. To restrain from going to certain businesses that are pushing these worldly, ungodly agendas. These corporations are using their platforms to launch and relaunch wickedness and ungodly agendas. Fighting, a mountain is an elevated place. And fighting from an elevated position, holding the high ground, offers advantages. And so I want to invite you to come out. You know, we just can't sit back and say that ministries should not talk about money, especially when the Canadian government confiscated the people money to end the protests against the government. You know, when the government can do the wrong thing and then, forbid us to protest, this should be a wake-up call. And so I want to invite you to Christ in the Marketplace Conference. 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock, that's Florida, and that's October the 11th, 12th, and 13th, going to be starting at 7:30, where we're going to fight our way up to the top of the mountain of business, the mountain of economics, and so I want to see you there. God bless.
Luke 18 and 1. I messed around and left my Bible again, so I'm on my phone. Hallelujah. But this thing works pretty good. I just tap and go to the scripture. When you have it, say amen. Read, daughter.
Luke 18, 1.
Uh-huh.
And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint.
Men ought always to pray and not faint. Oh, glory to God. Do you know, let me say this here, and I wrote this down. Hallelujah. If you have something on you, you can pray it off of you. I'm going to say that again. If you have something on you, you can pray it off of you. Sometimes we're bringing stuff and we're bringing it among God's people. All right. Somebody say spirits travel.
Spirits travel.
Okay, all right. Sometimes that's why you got to begin to pray and learn to pray before you even get to God's house. I love to pray on the way. Can I tell you something? I'm not telling you this for you to think that I'm bragging, but me and my wife, we get up in the morning time and we pray. Yeah. Oh, glory to God. And then I'm praying on the way to church also. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Huh? Not just on Sundays. Oh, glory to God. We're praying what? At the beginning of the service. Hallelujah. I love the fact that Pastor Mixon, you know, when he got up to pray, oh, glory to God, he led the people through the prayer of repentance. Because sometimes we need to pray, somebody say, to get stuff off of us.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. To empty ourselves. The closed doors. Amen, somebody. Maybe I think I'm going to talk about that a little bit later on. Amen. But somebody say, pray on your way to church. Take stuff off. I can prove it to you. I tell you what, go to Matthew's 21, 8 through 10. Matthew's 21, 8 through 10. Hallelujah. I'm going to show it to you in the Word. Matthew's 21, verses 8 through 10. I like that young lady there. She got that cell phone. And as a matter of fact, Pastor Mixon, if you don't mind, your son, if he want to, come and take a seat right beside my son and just watch him when he's playing. Oh, glory to God, during the service, praise God, so that, you know, I just believe, I'll say this here, when you get around, who was that, Saul got around the prophets, he began to prophesy, amen, and so there are times that, you know, I'll see musicians, and they're watching other musicians, and they're watching their hands, and praise God, and so, praise the Lord. All right, daughter, what does it say?
Matthew 21, what was the verse?
8 through 10.
8 through 10, okay. It reads, "And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way."
Come on, they were on their way to, Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. He was riding an ass, praise the Lord, and the people begin to take off their garments and to lay them down, oh glory to God, at the feet of Jesus. Can I show you something? Can y'all see this picture? I want you to see this picture. They're on their way to Jerusalem. That's like saying they're on their way to church. Oh, glory to God. But they're not waiting till they get to Jerusalem, but they're taking stuff off. Come on. They're taking stuff off that they're clothed with. Sometimes on the way to church, you can't wait till you get to the building to take stuff off. You got to begin to take stuff off on the way to church. Come on, you know, okay, all right, what was Jesus? He was riding I'm not going to use that the word that the Bible calls it. I'll just say he was riding a donkey. Amen, somebody. He was riding a donkey. Some of us know that we've been acting like a donkey all week long. Okay, all right. Okay, let's go. I tell you what, let's go here. How many remember when Jesus told some of his apostles to go and loose the donkeys that were tied to a post? Oh, glory to God. Sometimes we have to get up and we got to pray to loose the people of God. Okay, are y'all getting this? Now, let me show you something. But after a while, you ought to be able to loose yourself.
Amen.
Okay.
You ought to be able to,
because it comes a time when we're growing up that we ought to be able to recognize, come on, hold up, something ain't right. Come on, heaviness or something is on me. Why am I walking around feeling this way? Oh, glory to God. And so we got to sometimes begin to denounce things. Come on, somebody. Repent of things. Let me shut these doors. If there's any door that's open in my life, let me close it. Let me shut it. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And begin to fight. Begin to, okay, all right. Are y'all getting this?
Yes.
So, yes, there are times that we can loose you from something, but tell somebody you have the ability to loose yourself also. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. After a while, we ought to be. Now, where was I? Hallelujah. Did y'all get that?
Yes.
So, tell somebody pray on the way to church. What happened? They begin to do what, daughter? Keep reading.
They begin to spread their garments in the way.
Uh-huh.
Others cut down branches from the trees,
uh-huh,
and they straw them in the way.
Now, it's amazing because when you see the Lord say something twice but say it in a different way, he really means it.
Yes.
Because what you see now is that the Bible says they're taking the branches off the trees and they're putting it, spreading it in the way. Well, what are branches? They're the clothing for the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And so you see God literally saying something twice. Come on, because
aren't we referred to as trees in the Bible?
Yeah.
Come on, sometimes God figuratively make mention of us being like a tree. And so now what do we see? We see the trees, they're taking the branches off. It's a picture of taking things off. Oh, glory to God. When we come to church, do you know we'll have a much better time when you take things off on the way to church? We're not in here fighting no spirits, no devils. Come on, somebody. Because people refuse to take it off. Oh, glory to God. At least leave it at the door. Come on. But sometimes we're not taking things off. We're mad. We come into church with our attitude. Oh, glory to God. And so, and you know, we're not the type of church that throw people under the bus. We pray for people. If God allow us to discern that, we're praying for people. Oh, glory to God. But the church will have so much liberty, so much more liberty and freedom if we're not having to fight, but we can just come in and just worship. Amen? Just worship. Just glorify God. Raise our hands. We got to stop from praising God. And I pray for my sister, my brother, whatever's coming again, you know. So, I mean, we're going to do that anyways. Oh, glory to God. But somebody say, take it off.
Take it off.
What happened? Marie, daughter. I just want to finish reading the rest of this. I feel.
And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna.
Hosanna. What, Hosanna means what? God help us?
Yeah.
So they're on their way to Jerusalem, which is a picture of being on their way to church, and they're saying, God help me. Come on, we know when we need help. My God, up in Zion. Oh, glory to God. They're not waiting till they get to Jerusalem and to the tabernacle to say, Lord, help me. They're saying, help me now. Come on, help me. Hallelujah. So when I get to church, I'm free. I can run around. Come on, somebody. I'm free to praise you. Everybody that go to church ain't free to praise the Lord. Come on.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory to God. Read, daughter. I ain't moving off of this scripture. I wanted to go so
Hosanna
I keep going.
To the Son of David.
Uh-huh.
Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
My God.
Amen.
Read.
Verse 10. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved.
What happened?
All the city was moved.
All the city. Come on, hold up now. They hadn't even got in there. When they got there, the city was moved. How would you like to come to church on a Sunday? Come on, somebody. And everybody in the church is moved. Everybody in the church is worshiping. Like they have lost their mind. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because they didn't wait till they got to church. They didn't wait till they got to Jerusalem to cry out the door, to take stuff off. Come on, I don't know if y'all getting this. Come on. But they begin to take stuff off on the way to. Somebody say, Jerusalem. Zion, the house of God. Come on.
Glory
to God. Okay, all right. Y'all getting anything out of this?
My God.
Somebody say the whole city was moved.
The whole city.
Okay, all right. go back to Matthew chapter 17. Matthew chapter 17. I shared something with you all last week. And God. As a matter of fact, I shared with you all that Jesus took off his glory. I hope you all got that. In the book of John, it says that in Jesus rising up from what? From supper, from the supper table. And go to daughter, to Matthew 17. I just want to hit John 13, 3 through 5 right quick. I'm going to read it. And then, but the Bible says, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, he rises from supper. Come on, he's getting up from the supper table. Oh, glory to God. How many know that a table in the Bible represents what? A place of blessings. Come on. It represents blessings. And so he's getting up from a blessed place. Come on. He's getting up from what? Heaven. He's in heaven. He's in the third heaven. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And the Bible says he rises up from supper and laid aside his garment. Tell somebody his glory.
His glory.
He took off his glory. He was completely, and I got to say that again. I know I said it once a couple of weeks ago. I got to say it again. He was completely dependent upon the Father and the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. It, you know what it means? It means that you can do it also. Who's saying amen over here? Amen. That means that guess what? If he did it, you could do it. Okay. All right. Come on now. If Jesus would have had his glory on, I mean, okay, all right. He wouldn't have had to pray. Okay. I'm going to say that again. If Jesus would have came down here with his glory on, he wouldn't have had to pray. He's God. Okay. Are y'all getting this?
Yes.
Okay. Woo, you got it, didn't you? He wouldn't have had. Why is he praying if he got his glory on? Why is he praying? Come on, somebody. Why is he depending on the Spirit of God to lead him and lead him if he got his glory on? Come on, somebody. And so here he is. He's completely dependent upon the Father. God, come on, somebody. The Son of God depending completely on his daddy. But what about you? Are y'all getting this? Are y'all getting this? Come on. Oh, glory to God. And so Matthew chapter 17, starting at verse 1, says what, daughter?
It reads, And after 6 days, Jesus takes Peter, James, and John, his
after
brother.
After 6 days, six is the number of man. Sometimes God got to wait till you get through trying to do it all yourself. Come on, somebody. Then he steps in and shows you a picture of how when you begin to go higher in him. Come on. And you see where every time when Christ would go and pray, he would go and pray in mountains, elevated areas, showing you that prayer elevates you, it takes you higher, takes you up over. As a matter of fact, sometimes we climb the mountains when we ought to be speaking the mountains. But go ahead, boy. We ain't got time to go there. Read.
And he brings them up into a high mountain.
He brought them up. Come on. Let the Lord bring you up. Let the Lord bring you up higher. Sometimes we're fighting and kicking all the way, and God's trying to take you higher. Come on. God's trying to bring you up, raise you up, lift you up. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Read, daughter.
And was transfigured before them.
He was transfigured. He was changed before them. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Read, daughter.
And his face did shine as the sun.
Did shine as the sun, and his raiment what?
Was white as light.
Okay, all right. His face began to light up. Mm-hmm. And then his clothing began to light up. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to find out that there was a glory cloud. Come on, somebody. There was a glory cloud over that mountain. Just like there was a glory cloud over the mountain that Moses used to climb in the Old Testament. God's glory was resting on that mountain. Come on, somebody. And we see that when Moses would climb up that mountain and Moses would hang out with God, and then he'd come back down lit up. Come on. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. He would come back down lit up. God's super was on his natural. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory. Okay, I'm going to say that again. God's super.
It's on his natural. It's on our natural. Amen.
Was on his natural. Glory to God. When God's super is on your natural, you become a supernatural man.
Yes.
So the people saw Superman. Okay, y'all got that. I'm going to say it again. I said the people saw Superman. God put his supernatural on man, and the people saw Super. Look at your neighbor and say, what's up, Superman and Superwoman? Okay, that's hard for some of y'all to receive right there. Oh, glory to God. See, I know that's going over some of y'all here. Some of y'all saying, wait a minute. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. See, I don't have to fly over the mountain when I can speak to the mountain. Come on. That's more than what Superman can do. Okay, all right. I can see that y'all. I don't know if y'all was ready for that. I don't know if y'all was ready for that. What you think God do to you? He put a supernatural on you and in you, his supernatural ability. That's why you can do things, come on, get things done that you normally wouldn't be able to get done. Come on. Oh, glory to God. If God is supernatural and you, okay, who's in God? Who's in God and God is in you? Okay. Does the Bible say he's a supernatural God? Well, then why don't you think that you're supernatural also?
Oh, glory to God. God has given you supernatural abilities. Let me say this. You believe God has given you supernatural abilities?
Yes.
Okay, well, you Superman or Superwoman. Now, somebody clap your hands and celebrate all of that. Okay, all right. All right. I guess I just enjoyed that one all by myself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I'm telling you, God has done some supernatural things. I'm telling you, I mean, I was late. Okay, all right. There's some stuff that God has done. And when I tell people, they look at you like you're crazy. Come on, somebody. I ain't crazy. I know I ain't crazy. But God has just done some awesome stuff. And I'll leave that at that. Okay. All right. And so, what do we see here? We see that the Bible says his face lit up, but we didn't see anything or read anything about Moses' clothing, his body, which is his body, lighting up. But here in the New Testament, we see that that Jesus' body, the glory was on his body. The glory was on his clothing. I don't know if y'all get this. I don't know if y'all getting this. The glory, Isaiah 60, arise and shine, for thy light is coming. The glory of the Lord has risen upon thee. Come on. Well, now what did I? Oh, I forgot. My fault. I apologize. I forgot to remind you that Jesus, because he took off his glory, he was reflecting the glory of the Father. Come on. He was reflecting the glory of that Shekinah glory cloud that was over above him, because what he had taken off his glory to come down here, and he was completely dependent upon the Father and upon the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so now you see not only is he, you know, shining, but now you see his body, it begin to manifest on his body. Point to his body. The Bible says we are the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ. Come on, somebody. I love it, because in times of darkness, we're supposed to shine. We're supposed to lay hands on the sick and they recover. The blind see, the deaf hear, the dumb talk. Somebody say the lame walk. Okay, all right. Hallelujah. This is why you read in Matthew 4, the Bible says that Jesus was led into the wilderness. Come on, he was led. Because he had taken off his glory. Hallelujah. This is why he had to pray. This is why he had to go and pray. Spend time in prayer. Oh, glory to God. All right. I looked up something. I was moved to look up something. How often did Jesus pray to the Father in the Bible? And it says Jesus is shown to be praying at least 38 times. In the Bible, and it says, however, this number is up for interpretation, and some theologians may have a slightly different count. Oh, glory to God. My thing is that, guess what? It might show that he's praying to the Father 38 times, but let me show you something. It's not limited to that. We know that Jesus prayed often. He told us that we should pray what? Often. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. I'm going to skip some of this here, but the Bible says that Jesus prayed when he was baptized. Come on. The Bible says he prayed. That's in Luke 3, 21 and 22. He prayed before he fed the 5,000. Luke 9, 16, before he fed the 4,000. Matthew's 15 and 36. At the moment of his transfiguration in Luke 9, verse 29, he was praying. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. See, can I tell you something? I said this the other week, and I'm going to say it again. Oh, glory to God. Because sometimes we as Christians, some of us are content with just coming in. Just coming in the door. And we're just content. I'm just going, you know, I'm saved and I'm satisfied. Salvation is free, but the glory is going to cost you. Oh, glory to God. I said the glory is going to cost you. Jesus prayed at Lazarus' tomb. Let's stop right there 1 second. Let me show you something. What happened? Jesus prayed at Lazarus' tomb. Well, Lazarus was dead. Come on. But he told Mary and Martha, he said, did not I say if you only believe, you will see the glory of God? But what happened did not I say if you only believe? What happened when they started believing? They saw the glory. But what happened?
the dead got raised. Yeah. Come on, okay, what am I saying? I'm saying that the glory of God, when it shows up, the dead got to get up.
Hallelujah. Come on, God.
I think some of y'all caught that.
Yes.
When the glory of God shows up, the dead got to get up. He told them that if you believe, you go see the glory. Anybody believe today?
Yes.
Oh, glory to God.
Yes.
Now, I didn't say it, but Jesus said it. It's written in black and white and red if he said it. Come on. Okay. All right. All right. Where was that at? Well, Jesus. His disciples came to him. And some of you all may know where I'm going at, but his disciples came to him and said, Lord, teach us how to pray. As a matter of fact, the Bible says Jesus was praying in a certain place, and his disciples came to him and said, Lord, teach us how to pray. Where is that at? You looking at that, babe?
Matthew
6 and 9. His disciples came to him, because let me show you something. When Christ was praying, something was happening.
Amen.
My God. You know, when you get around somebody and you see, you know, a great manifestation, it makes you want to find out what you're doing. What you're doing that this type of stuff is manifesting in your life.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
And so, the Bible says he was praying in, somebody say, a certain place. It didn't tell you the geographical location. Apparently, the geographical location wasn't all that important. It was the spiritual, somebody say, location.
Okay.
All right. Didn't the Bible say in Matthew 6 and 6, the Bible says, but when ye pray, go into your room. Now, we're talking about a location now. Go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father. Okay, all right. I want to deal with that, because sometimes, praise God. All right, well, what is a room? What is a room? What is a room?
A place of dimensions.
It's a space. It's a space. Oh, glory to God. It's a space. Let me see here. It's a space that can be occupied or where something is done. It's a space. When I worked out on the Space Center, that VAB, I was surprised. I got in there and they had all these different towers, A, B, C, D, E, F towers, right? And all of these towers just had hundreds of rooms. Every floor just had rooms. You could just look way down the hall this way and this way, just hundreds. I would think that there was thousands of rooms in that VAB. I was just blown away. All kinds of offices or rooms. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay, all right. And so where was I? Hallelujah. Okay.
Shut the door.
Sometimes we have so many distractions. Distractions. Oh, glory to God. But what I wanted to show you something here, and I'm gonna wrap it up here. How many remember when Naaman the leopard came to, because I think my wife wanted to do communion. Hallelujah. Because you know, I'll backtrack. How many remember when Naaman the leopard, he was a leopard and he came to Israel and he wanted to be healed? He wanted to be healed. How many remember that? And so the prophet, when the prophet heard about it, the prophet sent word and told him, hey, you know, come see me. I'm paraphrasing it. And the Bible says that Naaman the leper showed up, and Naaman thought that, guess what? He's going to come outside. He's going to come outside. He's going to pronounce all of this here stuff over me, and I'm going to get my healing. But the Bible says that the prophet didn't even come outside. He stayed in his, somebody say, room. He stayed in the house. Come on, somebody. He stayed in his prayer chamber. What am I saying? This is a picture. Sometimes, because